Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner She Serves, She Matters, She Voices, Coalition Sister Soldier, She That Inspire. December is AIDS Awareness and National Human Rights Month. Today is Saturday, December 12th, 2020, and the host is Cliff Kelly. I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, digital media producer Manny Carazzari, and assistant digital media producer Al Greer. Today we have Wanda Petty, a retired U.S. Army veteran and as also known as Sista Soldier, president CEO of She Vet Inspire. And we also have Marilyn Weitchie, a U.S. Army veteran and a survivor of police brutality. Today's discussion will be mental health accountability and COVID-19 benefits. Marilyn is a survivor of police brutality, and she stands strong to share her story. She's passionate about providing veterans with viable information to obtain their disability ratings and benefits. Welcome, 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 Sister Soldier. I am always pleased to have a conversation with you. You are doing a wonderful job out there and pushing for the rights of our women veterans as well as veterans in general. So you can open up and tell us a little bit about today's topic.
Well, hello there, sir. I just wanted to say hi, first of all. And it's a pleasure to be here, glad to have Marilyn here with us today.
Yes.
I really just wanted to just kind of touch on the areas of people, of individuals who may have felt a setback from the incidents that happened this week at Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that there was a big discovery on in a command being relieved in reference not to trying to cover up many murders and just sexual assaults and different things of that nature in command. And it brought me back to really think about some of the things that I had experienced, and I began to wonder how many of our veterans and family members were really kind of taken aback by, you know, just thrown back into the past because of what was revealed from everything this week. And so I really started wondering, okay, how can we assist them on top of everything else that's going on with the unemployment rate and people not having jobs, and now also dealing with mental, setbacks from having hardships in the service or not receiving their benefits, and how all of this is really taking play along with COVID. And so I was in a conversation with Marilyn, and we began to talk about some of the benefits that are coming up with COVID. So we're going to talk about that, on how vets can apply for some benefits that they may not be aware of due to some changes. But we're also going to talk about that, although that one discovery happened at Fort Hood, that I can attest that I'm sure there'll be more from this. So I'm really grateful that this has taken place, because now it's going to give some more insight on things that have been covered up for years in other areas. And one of those areas is mental health, and how service members are being affected mentally from those things, and it's been ignored, or something that had happened to them physically that they had to deal with, which has caused them a mental topic today.
Yes. You know, one other thing, Sister Soldier, another historic thing that happened this week was the Supreme Court, made a decision about the statute of limitations on bringing forward sexual assault and rape cases. And they said prior to, to 2008, I believe, that the cases could still be brought forward, which is a historic jump forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just another thing to add on, because most people, it's kind of like the Me Too movement. You know, yes, there should be a statute of limitation, but it still doesn't equate to the effect that it has on the individual and how they have it has marinated in their body, in their life, and showed up in their work and in their performance, in their ways of being, and still haven't really been able to find relief from that. And so, we're just going to kind of talk about those things today. So I want Marilyn to really share.
Okay, Marilyn, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Yes, I am a U.S. Army combat medic and LPN. So first of all, what Buster said, I was molested in AIT, or Advanced Individual Treatment, at Fort Lee, Virginia, by the emergency room doctor.
Okay.
I say that because I also was assaulted in 2011 at the Washington, D.C. Veterans Affairs Medical Center in the PTSD clinic by two white male cops. And they were never prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have PTSD MSC. Even now, if I go to the emergency room and I'm in a crisis, and the officers are called, I still get slammed against the wall. I still get pinned against the wall. I still get tickets. Even though they throw the tickets out, but they just have to go through the tickets. I've had doctors hollering and spitting in my face like the drills I just get in your face in basic training. The doctors and them are not held accountable. I got a two-year behavior flag. All I did was ask for a female to do my chest x-ray, and she said that I couldn't have that service and tried to discharge me. But when I went to speak to the director of the ER, that's when she got in my face. You know, you will get out, because she hollered and told me to get out. And I said no. And then she said, you will do as I say, but she was nose to nose with me, spitting in my face like the drill sergeant. But I got a $268, I believe it was, disorder conduct ticket, which they threw out once I showed up in court. Then, like I said, the officers, when they come to us because we are in crisis or we're upset, so they'll come and get us, slam us against the wall. I'm still getting abused. But who am I going to tell? They said there was no wrongdoing of the officer when the officer grabbed me in my breast and threw me on the ground and banged my head on the floor, twisting my neck, putting their knees in their back, snatching me off the floor, slamming me against the wall, and threatening to charge me with assault on a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, even after that. And can you share with us
how you feel that the doctors and people from other areas should be accountable in those areas for things like that?
Well, they should be either charged with assault or taken out of their job. But this lady was an attendant in the ER. So, and then because of my, and I look at the police escort as a form of domestic violence, just as me. So the VA needs to join band with Fort Hood and see how we can fix this in the VA community. Because right now, if I'd rather commit suicide than to go in the VA and ask help for my PTSD symptoms. Because you never get over it. I'm scared of the police. I'm scared of them to death. But, they, like she said, they, you know, that's what needs to be done. They really need to lose their job or be on with that thing without pay, investigation without pay. Because I figure if they start making it so they can't pay their mortgage, their car note, or take care of their family, that's what will change this. But they know they can't be touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you think you can do to fix something like that, you know, because we've been hearing these stories, you know, again and again, you know, about this, and, you know, yeah.
Well, the thing that I'm thinking that is what really needs to happen is like the VA needs to be aware, more aware, and start. I believe that someone else is going to open up an investigation because of other conversations that's going to be happening. So just like the commands have now been discovered, then now also it's going to open up other doors where other areas that have been neglected and ignored for treating people in such manners as which Maryland has been treated in, that is also going to be another Pandora open, you know. And so my thought for this topic today is to comfort those who may be experiencing that, but also let them know that they're not forgotten. They're not forgotten. And that there are benefits. I wanted to disclose or share the opportunity for them to be able to understand some of the benefits that are available for them if they are suffering from some of these injuries and the situation is not resolved. So we have a webinar that we'll be talking about and sharing some information on how they can apply for their benefits, and we're going to hold that roughly probably about towards the end of December. So I just wanted to kind of share that because I know that even in this pandemic, without having employment and also having some form of a disability and maybe a mental area because of everything that has happened to them in the past, that it could be kind of tough without having the finances. But if they are able to apply for their benefits, mm-hmm. that could soothe a lot of that. So this is how it's all really just kind of tying in. It just reminds me of how someone can be set back because of a situation like that and stunted.
Okay. What types of benefits?
On what she was saying about your question you asked about what can be done or what it's going to take, it's going to take the same thing that it did at Fort Hood. A lot of people got to get, a lot of, like with the young lady, she died. So it's going to take a lot of tragedies for them, and it's sad to say, to get to where they're just getting for who. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of soldiers did not have to commit suicide to get this part out, and then a whole lot of children have to be in the cemetery. So tragedy shouldn't make changes, but that's what bring awareness. That will bring people mystical. We talking now. So, and also, in these rape incidents, and when a lot of people are filing for benefits for PTSD or the military sexual trauma, there's an important piece of the claim that's never asked. Mm-hmm. Were you injured during this trauma?
Okay.
So that needs to change. But I'm working on it. And I ain't but one person.
Well, that's interesting. And, yeah. Because you would think that would be the first question you'd ask, right?
Yes, sir. And out of the end, and veterans don't put it together until you really take the time and talk to them. And they'll tell you during the assault, when I was thrown down, my back was hurting. They twist my knee, you know. So these are also associated with the assault, and they should be entered into the when you found the claim for the actual assault and the PTSD.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, that's a good, very good viewpoint, and I hope that they listen to that and bring that on board. We're running down on time, so you know, Sister Soldier, you were mentioning a webinar at the end of December. How can people find out about that? Is there a place they can
go? So they will be able to go to shesociety.org. Mm-hmm. I mean, shevoices.org.
Okay.
And they'll be able to, there's a 20-page download that Maryland has provided for the COVID benefits that the VA has in play for veterans also, how it may have affected their claim, and their family members can be aware of it. But they'll be able to also find information on that.
Okay.
Can I also take 2 minutes to say that? Because that's the current thing that's going on.
Oh, we got 1 minute left.
Give me that right quick.
Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay, with COVID-19, if you are a veteran and you're service-connected for cancer, kidney disease, COPD, heart, any type of respiratory and type 2 diabetes, you're service-connected, and you test positive for COVID, you can file a claim for COVID-19 as a secondary condition to the current one. If you... your family is required for DIC. Hmm. If you pass away from COVID, you can get the disability annuity compensation from Veterans Affairs as a result of the death of your COVID.
Oh, fantastic information! You know, because I've been doing a lot. I'm actually helping with the mass vaccination team for Illinois right now. And one of the things that I'm really concerned about is the, you know, the comorbidity. So you have chronic medical conditions that affect your blood vessels, and so does COVID-19. So there is an association, it seems, there. So that's really good to know that they are sort of recognizing that chronic disease component and having COVID-19. So we really have to look at that. Okay, well, thank you very much. I really want people to go to shevoices.org and find out about this webinar. I will be in attendance, too, because I think it sounds like a really important topic. And thank you so much, Sister Soldier, also known as Wanda Petty, and Marilyn Weicher. You really gave us a great information about why this so matters so much to our veterans. And whether you're male or female, you should be on this page of doing justice. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And just stay with us. We are about to transition into commercial. So be with us, and we will be back in a moment. Bye.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Hi, this is Chris Kennedy. My wife Sheila and I founded Top Box Foods as a community nonprofit to ensure everyone has safe access to healthy, affordable food. We are honored to partner with Vietnam veteran and our friend Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, along with Congressman Danny Davis, to celebrate the holidays by donating boxes of delicious meats and chicken, as well as fresh produce from Top Box Foods for veterans and Chicago communities so families can enjoy healthy meals with their loved ones. Happy holidays from the Kennedy family and from all of us at Top Box Foods.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits, or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.
America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seichman of Seichman Margolis and Fairman LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll free, 888-837-3275. Office number is 312-781-1977. Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Veteran business owner, Hare's Golf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. Tabak Law, LLC, 6045 North Green Bay Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 414-375-1735. America's Heroes Groups extends a special thanks to our partners, Chris and Sheila Kennedy, and Congressman Danny Davis for their generous donations of holiday food box giveaways.